Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power. Whiter than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood.
In the precious blood
of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood.
In the precious blood.
P.T. Barnum, the showman, delighted in showing to visiting clergymen an exhibit he called The Happy Family, in which lions, tigers, and panthers squatted around a lamb without a predatory smack of the lips. Dexter Fellows, the Barnum press agent, declared that when a minister asked Barnum if the group ever gave any trouble, the showman replied, "Well, apart from replenishing the lamb now and then, they get along very well." Well, in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 6, it has it that the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. When Isaiah said a little child shall lead them, he meant that even a small boy or girl would be safe to lead former predators and prey together as if they were domesticated animals like a dog on a leash or a horse on a lead. A little child at one of the meetings with Reverend Dwight L. Moody was seen talking so earnestly to a companion that a woman sat down by her to hear what she was saying. She found that the dear child was telling how much Jesus loved her and how she loved him, and asked her little companion if she would not love him too. The lady was so much impressed by the child's words that she spoke to an anxious soul that very night for the first time in her life. And so a little child shall lead them. It's an intriguing statement that we many times give thought to, and I want to share with you a little more later on in the broadcast today, a message entitled The Ministry of Children. So why don't you stay tuned with us for this morning's broadcast, Missionary Echoes, brought to you by the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania. We're so glad to have you join us.
Children along.
Penview Bible Institute sings for us, "God Leads His Dear Children Along." Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the opportunity to be on the air once again and to be able to come into the lives of those who are listening on the broadcast today. We pray that each of us will sense the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our life, will draw near to you, and to come to you as little children, individuals who realize we need something greater than us. We need a power that is much more than what we could ever dream of providing in order for us to experience deliverance from sin and the ability to live above sin, to live a life pleasing to you. You know the needs among our listeners today. We pray that you will meet those needs as they entrust them to your care. They can be physical needs and spiritual needs, financial needs, challenges to marriages and jobs. Lord, we know that you care about every one of us, and we pray that each one will find rest and comfort in you today, afresh and anew, and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to hear me long, they are weak, but he is strong. Children of the world, Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all the precious in his sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. Jesus rose for all the children, precious in his sight. Jesus rose for all the children of the world. Yes, Jesus loves me. The
Yes, Jesus does truly love us all. That was a good song by the Steve Cassidy children from quite a few years ago. We appreciate that today. Well, you're listening to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon. We are about to begin Sunday school at 9:30, and then at 10:30 will be our morning worship service in the main sanctuary. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we have a very special event happening in that it is Children's Day today, and Candy Gatone and the Ready, Set, Go class will be presenting a special service tonight featuring the Ten Commandments. You don't want to miss it. So if you can make it out to the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon here at 2127 Hill Street, we would certainly love to have you, and I believe you would enjoy the services throughout the day today. This week, our young people will be at youth camp in Penns Creek, Pennsylvania, but we'll be carrying on with a prayer meeting service Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and I welcome you to that as well, as I'll be directing that this week. Then next Sunday night, we're looking forward to having a special mission service with Shane and Anna Cooper and their organization called Mission Wings, an exciting project that they have going on, getting an airplane ready to go into service and to serve mission fields, and it's a wonderful ministry. That's next Sunday night at 6 o'clock. We urge you to join us then. Stay tuned as we enjoy the remainder of the broadcast today with a few songs and a message from God's Word.
Psalm 32:8.
The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. In the night his son shall be with me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee ever a graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. But remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Acts, Romans, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 3 John, student, Revelation.
Another song from the Cassidy Children. We enjoyed that today. Again from Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 6, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. I'm thinking also of the story of Moses when he was hidden in the bulrushes. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 9, it says that Pharaoh's daughter said unto his mother, Jochebed, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. The ministry of children. A most touching sight was witnessed at Ellis Island when a Swiss hatter and his child arrived from France and were detained on a complaint lodged by the man's wife who had come to this country 2 years ago. There had been a cruel misunderstanding between herself and her husband, and in their estrangement she had obtained a legal separation and come away, and now sought to obtain custody of her child. The wise and kind-hearted commissioner of immigration brought the estranged parents together in one of his rooms, and the little girl, who had not seen her mother for 2 years, threw herself into her arms, crying, Mama, you mustn't go away any more, but must come and live with Papa and me. Both parents were visibly affected by this child's appeal for a reconciliation, and the commissioner, believing that the parents should be reunited, if only for the sake of the child, urged them to mutual forgiveness. His appeals, reinforced by those of the little girl, were successful. They concluded to bury the past. A clergyman was called to reunite them in marriage, and the little girl led them away to a new life on American soil. It was a new fulfillment of the old prophecy which says, a little child shall lead them. Quite commonly, throughout Christian lands, Children's Day, which we're celebrating today, is celebrated on the second Sunday of June. It is a glad day, full of the odor of flowers, the singing of birds, and the sweet sound of voices of children. It is also a day full of suggestive instruction for young and old alike. It will be well if in our homes at this time we speak of the children, confer in regard to their interests, pray for God's blessing upon them, and as older people open our hearts to the lessons we may learn from them, our children. God has many ministers besides those that bear that distinctive name. The babbling brook, I thought of Elijah. The deep blue sea, sometimes the children sing that song about Jonah. The starry firmament. The song about Abraham, the many tinted flowers of the field, many people, the birds of the air. Jesus talked about the fowl of the air in Matthew chapter 6. They all speak to our hearts about the glory and majesty, the power and the love of God. Children, too, are his ministers, and it is especially of them that we'll now think for a little while in this message. From Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 6, we get the view that in God a child is stronger than a general. Children teach us many lessons in many ways and influence us greatly. So let's think about a few simple points here this morning that talk about the influence our children have on us. Number one, they purify. There's a sweet fragrance, not just baby lotion, streaming forth from the life of every child, which makes us older people long to get back to the sweetness, the simplicity, the teachableness, the purity of our days of early youth and childhood. They preach to us not so much by their lips as by their innocence. There's just something so pure and beautiful about that, isn't there? Secondly, they elevate. Children appeal to the highest and best instincts of our nature, the positive aspect of it being their smiles and their laughing. Oh, you've gotten so big. Look how tall you are. And then the excitement of their first words and their first step and their first teeth and the first loss of teeth, successes of potty training and graduations and the accomplishments of life that they have. And as you know, the list can go on and on and on. They elevate us. They bring excitement into our lives. They lift our spirits, and we celebrate the various accomplishments and arrivals in their lives across the years. So they take our thoughts away from things that are sordid or low, and they lift us to high thinking and noble acting. Thank God for the way they purify and for the way they elevate. Thirdly, they stir. They arouse our straggling wills and move us to better living. They make us careful of conduct that is likely to be reproduced in them and stimulate our finer qualities. They inspire us with hope. They rouse us to wholesome sacrifice. They impel us to industry and set us forward in ways of physical, moral, and spiritual well-being. They stir something within us to say, you know what, if they have that much in them, how much more we can produce of ourselves? And so they stir something deep within us. Number four, they instruct. God speaks to us through our children. He speaks to us through our grandchildren, through the children of the church and the various settings in which we find ourselves. He taught Eli by young Samuel, didn't he? He used the little boy to instruct the aged priest. And has not God in like manner often spoken since Eli's day to those of us of riper years through the lips of children? He has manifested himself through a child's prayers, through a child's piety, through a child's example. He has taken young lips and he has filled them with strange and sometimes startling messages from himself. Have you ever experienced one of those moments when from the lips of a babe, from the lips of a child, they have spoken words of truth that have impaled us, they've impacted us, they struck us at the heart, and perhaps even changed us from that point forward as we realized either from an experience that was negative, that they brought out one of those habits that we've had of the past, or some words that they've heard us say, or someone else say, and boy, it just kind of is a wake-up call that, you know what, I've got to watch myself. I'm influencing this child. Others are influencing this child, and they instruct us with just a moment of childlike wisdom that came from within, instinctively, from God. They instruct. Number five, they console. I don't know if there's anything more consoling than a child's hug. The concern of one of our children as they wipe away our tears. They console. No one can overestimate the amount of blessing that children have brought to hearts and homes in the way of taking our minds off our troubles and giving the cheer and consolation of a sweet, clinging love. In no direction is their ministry more marked than in healing the wounds of bereavement and sorrow. We thank God for our children and how they console us and how they console one another. Number six, they reconcile. They not only console our sorrow, but they most profoundly reconcile us to life's hardships. How many a mother struggles against hardships and poverty? She toils day and night for her little ones, and yet thinks her lot is divine. It is a God-given instinct. It has come from heaven, and thank God for it. And so a mother just continues to toil and to labor on because she has them to toil for. She knows that they'll be hungry. She knows that they need to be cared for when the diaper is dirty. She knows that their laundry needs to be made. How many a father returning home from the labor and cares of the day has had his heart cheered and strengthened by the chatter of his little children, and thus they remove our thoughts from self. They say so many kind and sympathetic things that we are cheated of weary care and are reconciled to our lot in life. They reconcile, don't they? It's amazing how they can transform the atmosphere. Number 7, they gladden. Children are like flowers of life, the poetry of life, the sunshine of life. Their presence is always gladdening. They lift our spirits. Their loveliness surprises us into a pure and an abounding joy. How poor, how dismal, how uninviting the world would appear were there no children in it. Can you imagine? Number 8, they soften and make us tender. Their helplessness appeals to us so that we relax our hardness and become tender. No mother's heart is ever just the same after having clasped her own child to her bosom. No father can feel the touch of a tiny hand without being softened and made more gentle. The birth of a dear child binds the hearts of parents more closely and tenderly together, and all who come in contact with the little one are made more kindly and affectionate and gentle. I know how it impacted our home when our children were born. It made me love their mother more. It made me just want to hold them close, and it just did something for our home and for our marriage. They soften us and make us tender. And finally, number 9, they lead us Godward. A little child shall lead them, it says here in Isaiah 11:6. How innumerable the instances of how remarkable the ways in which parents and friends have been brought to God through the influence of little children. A skeptical physician declared that he could see no reason why he should have to come to the cross of Christ to be saved. A friend gave him a famous book on apologetics with a powerful defense of the reasonableness of the gospel. It satisfied the doctor's reason, but it did not move his will. A short time later, he was called to the bedside of a little girl who was dying. She whispered that she had something to say to him, that she hardly had the courage to do that, as it was about his peace with God. But, she added, tomorrow morning, when I am stronger, I will tell you. But, in the morning, she was dead. This led to the physician's conversion and a subsequent life of dedicated Christian service. God used a child rather than an apologist of the faith to lead a learned man to Christ. Isn't that incredible? Very interestingly, the word moron in the modern Greek has come to mean child or baby. And thus we could paraphrase 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 27, but as God has chosen the mora, the foolish things of those who are like children, the weak ones of the world, to confound the wise and mighty ones. Isn't that interesting? So let's open our eyes to see what children may become to us, as well as what we ought to be to them. For in a suitable and reverent sense, children are the salvation of the race. Their ministry, the most powerful ministry for good, is an incredible one. Thank God for the ministry of children. A little child shall lead them. Thanks for joining us for Missionary Echoes today. Be sure to join us again next Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.